Main defendant in Shams Elazay terror attack case gets just 10 years in prison, no terror conviction. By Chris Tomlinson on June 20, 2021. The main surviving defendant in the 2017 Shams Elazay terror attack has been convicted for his role in the killing of a Paris police officer and sentenced to 10 years in prison, far below the 18 years requested by prosecutors. Nairuddine Alam, 31-year-old, was accused of selling a Kalashnikov assault rifle to jihadist Karim Chirfi, which allowed Chirfi to make his terrorist project a reality when he used the firearm to attack policemen on April 20 on the famous Parisian Boulevard, killing officer Xavier Jug. Police shot Chirfi dead at the scene. The five magistrates overseeing the case rejected the call from the National Anti-Terrorist Prosecutor's Office, PNAT, for an 18-year sentence for the 31-year-old, sentencing him to just 10 years instead, newspaper Le Monde reports. Two other men, Yanis Adani and Mohamed Bouguera, were also sentenced to prison terms of 6 and 5 years respectively for their roles in helping Chirfi acquire the firearm. A fourth defendant was acquitted. The trial of the four men lasted 9 days and saw 8 hours of deliberation, with the magistrates ruling out the terrorist qualification, deciding instead that the mere fact of selling a weapon to a dangerous individual likely to kill police officers is not sufficient to characterize a terrorist offense. None of the three was found guilty of terrorism offenses. A judicial source told Le Monde that while such a ruling had been anticipated, it was probably the first time judges had ruled out any terrorism convictions in a trial related to an Islamist jihadist case. Yoann Mares, regional secretary of the Alliance Police Nationale Paris Trade Union, commented on the judgments, saying, "Unfortunately, we note once again that the sentences handed down are much lower than the penalties provided for today by law. These sentences are all the more shocking for our colleagues in view of the circumstances and conditions of the death of Xavier Jug, killed by a terrorist," Mars added. The 2017 attack occurred in the middle of that year's French presidential elections and happened as the candidates were engaged in a live debate that evening ahead of the first round of voting. Investigators later found a note in the possession of Chirfi at the scene of the attack, praising Islamic State. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.